Thanks for joining me, Sunshines. This is about the third take. We've got a mystery with the phone. It just keeps on deleting the video. I suppose that's technology for you sometimes in this day and age, especially if you don't quite know what's cooking. But 20 minutes past four it is on the Saturday as we look forward to racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on the Sunday, where we've got eight races carded. A lot of interest, excitement, because we've got two baby races over 900 metres for the fillies and then the colts. A reminder about that 15% bonus you will get with Hollywood Bets for your deposits. It runs from the 21st through to the 30th of November. You can spend the bonus on all of sports, lucky numbers, and, of course, horse racing. So we've got eight races carded, Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Don't forget about the Cape edition of the Hollywood Bets Champion Punters Challenge. Those selections have to be in by 12:25. It's not going to make it easy with these debutants. It wouldn't be out of the ordinary, though, to see the Snaith Yard take the first two maiden juvenile plates. And by the way, they will be saddling at least the favourites at this stage. www.hollywoodbets.net. Number 11 is a horse called A Runway Bomb, who's at 1.43. They say the gallops have been superb and does have a winning chance. I see this is a half-sister to a horse called She's Not Easy, who's trained in KZM by Mace Roberts, that won recently with Rachel Vienica. So a very positive comment, 1.43. Number six, Captivate, is from the Bass Robinson Yard. They say a hard assessment to make, will probably need the experience. And the same stands for number nine, the Charleston, the stable companion. De Janeiro, number two on the card, is unfancied in the betting at 25-1. But what did grab my attention here is the horse has had three siblings. Those siblings have run fourth, second and first, so they seem rather forward. At the end, I'll put up a slide with the selections, some to do with the comments, and others with the pedigrees, and as I say, the siblings that have done well early on. Let's go to the second, the Bet with Tab, maiden plate over 900 metres, where Speeding Bullet from the same stable is 1.52. Manchester Fighter is a 3.57. You can take out the 6 and the 8, by the way. The comment here on the source, Speeding Bullet, a speed type and precocious, will go well first time. I see this is a half-brother to a horse called Noble Sniper, who was second on debut. The other one, also from the Snaith Yard, is number 14, Nishino, who is ridden by Muzi Yerny. This is related to a horse called Captain of Grit. She's also shown speed. And then another Snaith runner, Jewel Cat. They say the following about that one, excellent workouts and has plenty speed. Don't leave out of your bets, basically, or will run well on debut. As I say, that's 20-1. And then there was one other, but we'll go through that at the end. Let's move on to the third, which is a Work Rider's maiden plate. We've left the bypot, we've left the PA. We go on to the pick six. This has run over 1,000 metres. We know the Work Riders at times can throw up results. I'm going to put forward some horses at prices here, because personally I'm going to play wide and that's what I'm hoping for. Number three on the card is a horse called What Now My Girl, who's a filly. I see the Crawford stable also have a Barn Bugle and the other filly, number six, Electric Fields, who is fancied in the betting. Electric Fields has run second at the last two starts and that one is quoted at 2.27. Now, the Snaith Yard have a horse called Future Turn. If you go to the more recent runs, you'll see they've been over 1,800, 2,000. Drops in trip to 5 furlong, but in the past has placed on two occasions over the 6 furlong. Callum Dixon, we know at one stage, was very much to the fore in these Work Rider races. Recently, he hasn't won in his last 7 rides, but he has got 5 places. He's always a danger. He's on Rafiki number 8. I see the blinkers are off. That one is quoted at 4.55. But I'm going for a little bit of value here with a horse called Night Tiger. This one had the blinkers on last time out. Night Tiger is quoted at 7.14, a win, and a place 1.35. So at those odds, a little bit of an each-way flutter for me. Then to follow that one home, some roughies. Number one, Not in Doubt. We liked last time out, showed pace and died a death late on. I think it was badly in need of that run. And then the two, Rock On Tommy, who has the blinkers on and has shown some speed in the past. Rock On Tommy is 16.67 to 1. And then the six, Electric Fields, 9.126, but hoping to pull a result if playing wide in the exotics. Race four is the Race Cape Hollywood Bets over a mile. It's the first leg of the jackpot. Contiguous is the favourite at 1.11. Doubling up is a 3.57, number eight. The Hollywood Bets horse, Inside Stories, at 5-1. What I've found rather off-putting there was that the form line is looking rather bleak. That run behind What a Thief, there have been 17 runners, no winners. Contiguous has notched up three good seconds. Both Contiguous and Doubling Up, it's the same story here. They've been rested and gelded in the interim. But they did meet behind a horse called Teatro. And on that occasion, Contiguous had the beating of Doubling Up by seven lengths. And also was finishing 1 second faster, which equates to six horse lengths. So on that evidentiary, I have to go with a favourite, and I believe a number of these favourites are going to arrive on the card. Going with the 10, Contiguous, from the 8, who is Doubling Up, then the 11 and the 9. 10, 8, 11, 9, very straightforward in form, possible outcome. Race 5, the next festival meeting, 3rd of December, is a maiden special weight. So our first five races are maidens. There's no doubt about it. If you go through the form lines, Daisy Duke has the best on offer. Richard Faree is the rider. That's the favourite at 1.11. Not surprising, as I say. Medler's Tart is at 4-1. I see the blinkers have now been fitted. Royal Invitation, a very expensive purchase in the region of $575,000, is at 6.25-1. I'm going with a 3 Daisy Duke, but if I was looking for value, the horse would be a horse ridden by Grand Fanikak, who's improving slowly. And that is number 4, a Chelsea Garden, who, by the way, wasn't an inexpensive purchase at $600,000. Chelsea Garden, as I say, you can get your 7.14 a win, 1.07 a place. I do like that to be involved. Then the 8, Medler's Tart, and the 2, Catch Us If You Can. 3, 4, 8, 2 in race 5. Sixth race is Follow Cape Racing on social media. I'm just going to take a quick sip. This is a merit rate 92 handicap. It's a great field. Silvano's Dasher is at 1.82. This horse, Silvano's Dasher, cost an absolute fortune. 4.5 million. Since been gelded, has won two in a row. So going for the hat trick. You will note there have been five runs. Three of those runs at Durbanville, Hollywood Bets Durbanville, every time resulted in a victory. Two unplaced runs at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. I don't know how much we can read into that. I'm going with the 3, Silvano's Dasher, from the 7, Sugar Mountain. The Pas de Nom form line comes into play there. And this horse last time out was terribly unlucky. It was held up for a run, Sugar Mountain. Then the 10 and the 9. 3, 7, 10, 9. In race 6. Now we move on to race 7, which is the www.caperacing.co.za over 1400 metres. Scratched as number 1. The favourite here is Charles Dickens at 0.46, who currently for the Hollywood Bets Cape Guineas is 0.73. Cousin Casey's priced up second favourite for that event at 3.03. We know Cousin Casey came out last time out and rarely won in eye-catching style. On that occasion, the second horse home was At My Command. And you'll note that Charles Dickens beat At My Command by three lengths. Number 5 is Kingdom of Heaven from the Snaith Yard. I know a lot of people last time out, there were great celebrations. A lot of people got on this horse. It was backed off the boards 28-10 to 12-10. It won easily by a length and a half. It is getting, it's in receipt of 9 kgs from Charles Dickens, but quite frankly, last time out it beat Charlie Croker. So to me, it's the equivalent of chalk and cheese. If there is a horse to improve, I believe it'll be Russian Rock, who's reunited with Keegan DeMello. Dean Cunnemeyer only has the one runner for the day, so that'll be my play for the Exactors, Trifectors, Quartets. The 6 from the 8, then the 5 and the 2. 6, 8, 5, 2. It's all Charles Dickens in race 7. Race 8 is a very trappy race, as some like to use that expression. I think it's an absolute swirl. Mar Black is carrying top weight of 61. Look, we know Mar Black. She has met stronger. She's 5-1. Two Cityscape, I think, will enjoy the drop-in trip to the minimum distance. Very disappointing last time out, is at 5-1. Then Fashion Mistress, who's been doing well in KZN on the Poly, is at a price of 5.56. My record when going for Grand Bur is not the best thus far, but that's overdue a change. And I like the last run about number 6, What Estate. I'm going with the 6, What Estate, who is at 5.56, 7.14 from number 1, Mar Black. Then the 14 on the card, who is Country Time, and the 2, Cityscape. 6-1, 14-2. If you're playing a second jackpot, please don't leave out number 11. Do put that in your play. That's it from me, Sunshines. Thanks very much for joining me. I really do appreciate it. Hit them hard. I'll see you for KZN. Bye-bye.